Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what today is?
Well, it's either, whenever we release it, it's either going to be late on a Saturday or early on a Sunday. Either way, we're late.
We're late.
For?
Q&A Saturday.
Maybe.
That's happening late or early on Sunday.
Yeah, one of those two.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
I suppose it depends on what part of the world you're in, too. Some places it's probably already Sunday.
Oh, shit. Sorry,
Sunday.
Some
places there's still a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
Either
mm-hmm.
way, you know, it's late.
It's late.
And that happened.
That did happen.
Yeah,
sorry, guys.
Sorry. But we have our kid graduating from high school today. Well,
tomorrow, today.
When this comes
Sunday.
Out. Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah. So we had a lot of shit come up.
Yeah.
And so we apologize. Not so much apologize. Kind of apologize. But we apologize maybe. Kind of. Sort of.
I mean, we acknowledge that we failed.
We failed. We did fail-ish.
We failed to plan accordingly.
We did fail at.
We had too many things and
we thought
things,
we could do it all, but we can't. We're not superhuman.
Oh, I forgot.
Fuck. I hate it when I forget that I'm not superhuman.
I'm always doing shit like that.
Yeah. While we're rambling on about just bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to mention that. So we got off to a really great start with our fundraiser for the live equipment that we need for the live event we have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But then we kind of went dry on that.
Like
we got 5% of the total amount that first day, and then nothing.
Hey guys,
so if you haven't donated yet, definitely, you know, like I said, any amount helps. Every little bit helps. Just text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 53555. And, you know, help us get what we need for our live event.
Please.
It would be great, and we would really appreciate it.
We'd
be
ever so grateful.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so today I think we're doing something a little special.
We are. We didn't have a specific Q&A because we're in the middle of Psalms and they are what they are.
Right.
And so...
But we came across a subject that really piqued your interest.
Well, I had been saying I was interested in learning a little bit more about Lilith.
Yeah.
And what the fuck that was and who she is and what she be.
Right. And I don't think it was even in the Psalm.
It wasn't.
It just was something that got touched on in a... Like
in a
note about the psalm,
and I was like, "Boom, there it is." Okay,
yeah, so
we're learning. We're learning about Lilith today.
It's Lilith.
It's an intro to Lilith.
Intro to Lilith.
Yeah, she's like too big to cover.
I feel like if you say Lilith too many times, you might like stop fucking it. You might start fucking it up.
Kind of like if you look in look in the mirror and you say Bloody Mary too many times.
Well, that's a yeah, whatever.
Urban myth.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I recommend we all do that tonight.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. The Mothman's coming to get ya.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to be doing a Q&A on Lilith. You ready
sure.
to get into this?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okie dokie. Okay, so let us do this intro to Lilith.
Intro to Lilith.
Lilith 101.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there could easily be another
Lilith.
At some point.
Yeah. Lilith like 102.
Or 201.
201, yeah, right.
However that works.
Sure.
101, 201, 301, isn't that how that works?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. They don't do 101, 102, and 103.
Lilith the second coming.
More Lilith. Yeah. So Lilith is not really in the Bible, except for in one place, maybe, that I will mention in a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But first of all, she is a female demonic figure of Mesopotamian mythology and eventually became a part of Jewish folklore.
Okay.
And her name and personality are thought to be derived from the class of Mesopotamian wind and storm demons.
Okay.
Called Lilu.
Got it.
Lilo and Stitch. Just kidding. And the feminine of the Lilu would be Lilitu.
Okay.
Okay. And that was around circa 3000 BCE in Sumer.
Wow.
Sumerian.
Yeah.
And the name Lilith is usually translated as night monster.
Huh.
The Lilitu, these storm demons,
yeah.
were said to prey upon children and women and were described as associated with lions, storms, the desert, illness, disease, and death.
Wow. They
Listen
don't have
to
a good
this.
Reputation there.
No, they are not. And that's why we'll get into that a little bit more.
No
but
wonder
that's
Adam
why.
Was like, fuck this shit.
No.
No.
Absolutely not. No, he would have been so lucky.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So early portrayals of the Lilitu are known as having bird talons for feet and wings, which makes me think of harpies.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which that's, you know, a Greek origin.
Right.
So you can see how these stories all just kind of like
blend
into each other.
Right.
Yeah. She is also later associated with sexual temptation.
Right.
I mean,
obviously,
right. Everything has to do with a man's wiener.
Obviously,
we all know that.
Duh.
Yeah.
And that's where the whole world revolves around, isn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I figured.
Babylonian texts depict Lilith as the prostitute of the goddess Ishtar.
Oh.
So she makes early appearances in the Gilgamesh stories.
Okay.
But not necessarily in the name Lilith.
That's interesting because Gilgamesh doesn't, isn't that like where...
The
original
Jesus
like
stories.
Well,
originated.
And like the original flood story and all that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff come
mm-hmm.
from. Yeah.
A lot of the early stories come from or spun off of Gilgamesh.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Similarly, older Sumerian accounts state that Lilith is called a handmaiden of Inanna. And I would have to do a lot more research that direction because I'm not even familiar with the name Inanna.
I am not either.
But she's another Sumerian.
That's for Lilith 2.0. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Just that's a name. Tuck that away in your little brain hole and we will maybe speak on her another day.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Lilith's name is not included in the creation story of the Torah, aside from the debatable translation of one stray reference comparing her to a screech owl. But as I said, that translation is extremely questionable.
Got it. Okay.
She does appear in several Midrash texts, though. Remember, okay. The Midrash is writings about the Torah.
Right, right.
Okay? So she's not in the Torah, but she is in a lot of these early tales. And the folklore got carried on to them writing about the Torah and these other tales.
Yeah, it's always interesting to me when I find out about these, like, things that are Bible adjacent.
Yes.
You know, like, it's weird how it's such a part of the overall culture of that religious thinking, but, like, not actually in it.
Right. So, like, we all know about Lilith, but she's not really in the Bible.
Right.
So
not a lot of people know why they know a lot about or why they know of Lilith.
Right.
Other
than, as you pointed out, off recording, Lilith Fair.
Sure.
Because she has come to be known as a very feminist icon, which I'll get into in a little bit.
Okay.
So let's talk about Lilith's origins as she is most renowned today.
Okay.
One story of Lilith's origin began with the biblical reference to man's first creation as a bisexual being. Male and female, he, God, created them, the first human.
Interesting.
So, yeah, we had a pastor who had studied this a lot.
Yeah.
That he kind of subscribed to this early theory of man and woman being one combined being.
Yeah, no, I remember him talking about that. He was talking about basically had two faces and whatnot. So,
Some early rabbis thought this image was somewhat similar to what Aristophanes proposed, a dual-bodied being later divided into two who must thereafter seek each other out. And that's where the idea of the soulmate comes from, because you have found your quote-unquote other half.
Got it.
And that is a great, beautiful story for heterosexual relationships.
Sure.
But others tried to take into account the later creation of Eve detailed further on in the text. If woman was created from Adam after his initial creation, what happened to the female created at first?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
The answer, according to the Midrash, was that she was Lilith. Okay?
Okay.
She was created with Adam, and she refused to comply with Adam's demand that she submit herself to him. And we'll talk about what that means in a bit.
Okay.
And in the end, she fled from him by using the ineffable name.
Oh.
God's secret private magic name.
It's like an escape hatch for the world?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She pulled that plug and was like, bye.
Damn.
Yeah.
How did she have this knowledge, but Adam didn't?
They both did. They had it because they had it.
Did God take this knowledge away from Adam, or
he just
never used it?
He didn't need to have it. Okay. He had everything except for Lilith.
Got it.
But he did then complain to God about his loneliness, and so that's why the creation of Eve followed, together with the fall and the expulsion from Eden. Now, Adam, blaming their situation on Eve, he's like, God damn it, bitch. First one left me, and you couldn't even stop eating apples all day.
That's bullshit. He was right there. According to the text, the Bible that we were reading.
He was standing right there.
He was right there.
And anyway, we argued about this early on because we were like, hang on a sec. Eve was not specifically there when God was delivering the you can eat everything except the fruit of those trees. And how much do we trust a man to deliver that message? Either at all or at the very least correctly if he did mention it
and
to her.
They never followed up to say that God covered it with Eve too. So, you know.
And I'm sorry, but man who I have been married to more than once cannot find the fucking butter in the fridge. So, you know, if it ain't on the top shelf, he's like, do we have any? Honey, we're out of. Honey, did you buy more? Boo, 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 boo. Because, you know, man doesn't know how to move shit around and look behind or on the bottom.
Guilty.
So, yeah. Yeah, you are.
I know. I just said I was.
You have done it more than once.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah. And so I do not trust man to deliver this message accurately, if at all. So anyway, he's blaming their situation on Eve. And so he separated from her and for a time reunited with Lilith before finally returning to Eve. Yeah. Yeah.
He cheated on Eve with Lilith?
Well, they weren't like quote unquote married per se.
But come on now.
In this story, right? He is like, bitch left me because she wouldn't submit to me. And so now I'm lonely. So give me another woman. God gave him Eve. And so, you know, they are together, but then Eve fucks up. And so they get kicked out. And he's like, God damn it. Lilith, can you believe this bitch over here? And she's like, I know, honey. And so they got back together.
What an asshole.
So Lilith bore Adam a number of children in that interval who became the demons.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Now, after Adam's reconciliation with Eve, Lilith assumed the queenship of those demons. And in some versions, she is either the consort of Samael, or in others, she remains unpartnered and Samael is one of her children.
Okay.
So, okay. Who knows?
Yeah.
As queen of the demons, she kills babies in their cribs. And that's the explanation early on for SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome.
Got it.
Like, they attributed that to Lilith.
Got it.
But only in the first days of their life.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And I'll talk a little bit more about that as well.
Sure.
Her greatest opportunity. Oh, no, I'm going to talk about it right now.
Yeah.
Her greatest opportunity is with infant boys before their circumcision on the eighth day after they're born.
Okay.
So they get born and then, you know, they go 8 days and then they get circumcised.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got 8 days to try to get this baby. Mm. I'm going to kill it.
What happens if it dies on the ninth day?
Then that's not her fault.
Okay.
So in addition to that, she still produces children according to a much later Kabbalistic elaboration. Remember, we learned about Kabbalah a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So there are some stories that say that she's still producing children.
Interesting.
Demons. Okay. Yeah. Right. And these demons are the children of men, as her original offspring were the children of Adam, Lilith being impregnated by the semen produced by masturbation and nocturnal emissions.
Oh, damn. She must have a lot of kids.
She's a humper.
Fuck.
Yeah, we'll get into how many kids she has, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's why the Bible doesn't want you to masturbate, huh?
Yes.
You're just creating little demons all over the place.
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah. Okay. So that's one story, okay?
Sure.
And then there's another story, and it's very similar, okay? Another story of Lilith's origin says that God created man and woman in his own image on the sixth day, mm-hmm. giving them charge over the world, but Eve was not yet there, remember?
Yeah.
This was just Adam at first, right? Yeah. God had set Adam to name every bird, beast, and other living thing.
This would have taken for fucking ever.
Well, not back then. There wasn't a lot alive.
But I mean, so what? He didn't make everything at first?
No. They weren't all there yet.
God evolution still did work after the 7 days?
Evolution wasn't there yet. Remember,
incest. So there's evolution.
Remember, incest was okay because germs didn't exist yet.
That's what somebody said on
Twitter. On Twitter, yeah. Jesus. Yeah. So I'm just taking that and I'm running with it. And sex with everything was fine to the point that, listen to this.
Uh-huh, I'm listening.
When those animals passed before him in pairs, male and female, Adam, being already like a 20-year-old man, felt jealous of their love. And though he tried coupling with each female creature.
Damn bestiality.
He found no satisfaction in the act.
Well,
I can't get no satisfaction in fucking goat, an owl, you know? Or a goat or a horse,
right,
or a cow,
yeah.
Or a pig. Yeah.
Yeah.
He therefore cried, every creature has a proper mate, yet man alone. And he prayed God would remedy this injustice.
Yeah.
So God then formed Lilith, the first woman, just as he had formed Adam, except that instead of just pure dust, he also used a bit of filth and sediment. Because, of course,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because women are disgusting and they're made of trash.
Yeah.
Right? So in the first one, they were created at the same time as a creature that was like torn in two. And in the second, he was created first and she was created second, but they were still made of the same thing, kind of, sort of.
I feel like there's like a million different versions of the creation mm-hmm. story.
There are. And I'm only getting into a couple of them here.
Sure.
Okay. So from Adam's union with the demoness Lilith and with another like her named Naama, spring Asmodeus and innumerable demons that still plague mankind.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No. Many generations later, Lilith and Naamah come to Solomon's judgment seat disguised as harlots of Jerusalem.
Mm.
Yeah. So okay. They were there. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Adam and Lilith never found peace together, for when he wished to lie with her, she took offense at the recumbent position he demanded. He's like, bitch, get down. And she was like, so no.
Right. Maybe I've heard this kind of before.
Yeah, like a few times, but not like every time. She's like, we're equals. Why do I have to? And he's like, but you were made of trash, too. And she's like, but I'm not, though.
Right.
So she's like, psh, why must I lie beneath you? I also was made from dust and am therefore your equal.
Yeah.
And anyway, I don't really understand, like, what man doesn't want to be mounted occasionally? But okay, whatever. I don't claim to know what men want, whatever. So anyway, because Adam tried to compel her obedience by force, which I think is another way of saying he fucking tried to rape her or did rape her, right? Like, let's say it what it is.
Sure.
When you take someone by force.
Yeah, that's like, called rape.
That's called rape.
Right.
Yeah. Lilith, in a rage, a rightful rage, I, as a human being, would add, a rightful rage, uttered the ineffable name of God, rose into the air, and left him. She's like, fuck this, I'm out.
Damn.
I don't chuck with rape.
Right.
And Adam then complained to God, I've been deserted by my helpmeet. Why?
And of course, God or Adam probably didn't get chastised for, you know, raping Lilith.
He doesn't come off looking so pretty, but he also doesn't get chastised.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So God at once sent three angels named Senoi, Sansenoi, and Samangaloth to fetch Lilith back.
Oh. Okay. Damn.
Yeah. And the angels found the demoness beside the Red Sea.
Okay.
Which was a region naturally abounding in lascivious demons.
Because, of course,
that's what happens at the Red Sea.
Sure.
Right? And to these lascivious demons, she bore Lilim, or demons, at the rate of more than 100 per day.
What the fuck? It's like a fucking pussy machine gun.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Yeah. Like, suddenly I'm like, oh, this bitch ain't human. Okay, never mind. And so these angels were like, bitch, you need to return to Adam without delay or we will fucking drown you.
Mm.
She asked, how can I return to Adam and live like an honest housewife after my stay beside the Red Sea? She's like, I'm getting everything I need right here. Thank you.
Right.
No thanks.
Yeah.
She's like, I get to fuck on top, on the bottom, upside down, left and right, and I get to have all these fucking babies.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't need Adam.
Right.
So they're like, it's going to be your death to refuse.
Okay.
She says, how can I die when God has ordered me to take charge of all newborn children?
Okay.
Boys up to the 8th day of life, which is that of circumcision, and girls up to the 20th day. Okay.
Okay.
So I've got 8 days to kill a boy or 20 days to kill a girl.
Got it.
Nonetheless, because you're up here in my face, if I ever see your three names or similar likenesses displayed on an amulet above a newborn child, I promise to spare it. And so after promising to spare them if she sees those names for years after this whole story came into prominence.
Yeah.
Even sometimes today, you will still see the names of those angels on amulets that are hanging above babies' cribs or given to children to protect them.
Interesting. Okay.
So they agreed to this, but God punished Lilith by making 100 of her demon children perish daily. And if she could not destroy a human infant because of the angelic amulet, she would spitefully turn against her own.
Oh.
So she is not just associated with lust and, you know, going after men and stealing their sperm. She's also associated with taking children, killing children.
Right.
Having children, like, by the handfuls.
Yeah.
And then some.
Right.
Yeah. So the children of Lilith are sometimes, we're moving on to a different story now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the children of Lilith are sometimes identified as incubi and succubi. I think we all know what those are, but just in case you aren't aware.
Sure.
An incubus is a demon in male form that seeks to have sexual intercourse with sleeping women. And the corresponding spirit in female form is called a succubus.
Got it.
Okay. And she has been referred to as a succubus in various other stories because she, you know, tries to fuck sleeping men.
Right.
And of course, these succubus and incubus, they only fuck the opposite sex. Homosexuality is not even a thing in this world of demons, magic and demons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine if they like got their hands on that, how bad they could make it. But they didn't even imagine such a thing. Right. So in medieval Europe, union with an incubus was thought by some to result in the birth of witches, demons, and deformed human offspring.
Hmm.
And the legendary magician Merlin, like from the Arthur stories, Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, like Excalibur, all of that, right?
Right.
Merlin was said to have been fathered by an incubus.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Which, off topic, the movie Excalibur is one of the best Arthur movies ever. And you should totally see it if you haven't. And I don't think you have. And I keep trying to make you watch it.
No, because the best one is Monty Python and the Quest for the Holy Grail.
The best comedy one, yes. I totally agree with you. But the movie Excalibur is just so great. Like, it gets into the whole mythology of the sword. And, I mean, he throws it to the Lady of the Lake at the end. And the music at that scene is just so fantastic. And, like, you see the dead Arthur Pendragon carried away in a burning pyre, and you see the druids of Avalon, basically, like, they'll come again another day, kind of like Jesus, you know, they're waiting for him to return. And it's just such a good movie.
Sure.
Such a good movie.
Just in case anyone's wondering, though, we could use some shrubbery here at our new house.
What?
Shrubbery. Just a nice shrubbery, you know?
Why do we need a nice shrubbery?
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. Is this a Monty Python reference? And
yes,
I'm, like,
it is.
So caught up in Excalibur that I'm like, what?
Yes.
Okay.
The Knights Who Say Knee.
The Knights Who Say Knee. You're right. The Knights Who Say Knee.
Right.
Yeah, those knights.
Right.
Yes. Okay. But, okay, you should definitely see Monty Python, but you should also see Excalibur. It's so good.
Okay.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The word incubus is derived from the Latin incubus for nightmare and incubare, to lie upon, weigh upon, or brood.
Got it.
And I don't think that they mean brood like the way Batman is a broody motherfucker. I think they mean brood as in like having a million babies.
Sure.
Like a rabbit's brood.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Got it.
So in modern psychological usage, the term has been applied to the type of nightmare that gives one the feeling of a heavy weight or oppression on the chest and stomach, which now we know that that's more likely associated with sleep apnea.
Or sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis, which again is probably associated with sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Not being able to get enough oxygen while you're sleeping.
Sure.
And so a lot of people will like imagine a witch or hag-like figure at the foot of their bed or sitting on their chest.
Right.
And so because this is so common throughout history, this breathing condition during sleep, they didn't realize that, no, that thing that you're imagining and hallucinating is not lack of oxygen. Obviously, it's a witch. Obviously, she's trying to steal your semen if you're a man, and who knows what she's doing to you if you're a woman.
Right.
And she is clearly a succubus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Right.
Okay? So early rabbinic sources were content to see Lilith as the archetype of the bad woman.
Sure.
I mean,
that's...
We're always looking for that scapegoat who's not a goat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to bear the brunt of evil. It can't be a man. It can't always be a goat. It's got to be a woman.
Right.
Right? There was a cult associated with Lilith that survived as late as the 7th century.
Oh.
And, yeah, I just thought that was amazing. Honestly, I would have thought that it lasted even longer because humans are so fucking stupid and gullible and stupid.
Yeah.
But, no, up through the 7th century, they follow, you know, kind of like how there are, like, satanic tribes and they, like,
sure,
you know, go Satan or whatever, hail Satan.
Right.
They were like, hail Lilith.
Got it.
Okay. Due to Lilith's supposed independence from Adam, she's been called the world's first feminist.
Yeah. Hence, which, Lilith Fair.
Yeah. And that's where Lilith Fair comes from, which is a gathering of contemporary women singers. And so great. Such a great gathering of artists.
Yeah.
I know I've got a couple playlists that are from Lilith Fair live events that are just brilliant.
Moreover, great branding for that type of an event.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So modern feminists, especially Jewish feminists, have tried to show her as the ideal woman instead of as, you know, the trash woman or the bad woman, right?
Yeah.
And they draw particularly on her spurning of Adam's attempted dominance. Again, let's call it what it is, rape.
Yeah.
And she was like, absolutely not, bitch, bye.
Well, and to be fair, God made them both.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
who's to say who was right?
Exactly.
Lilith just ran away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So another thing that's cool is that I was trying to find if it's still in existence today. I don't think it's run anymore, but there was a Jewish magazine for women, by women, about women called Lilith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I would love to see that come back and make a resurgence, but, you know, good luck.
Right.
Because men are trash. If it sounds like I come across as a man hater, I kind of am, but I don't apologize for it. And if it's not for you, I get it. But also, like, okay, the biggest sign of being a boomer is that if I say, ugh, boomers, and you're like, not all people are boomers. I hate it when you call me a boomer because blah, blah. And like, there are people that are like, ugh, I hate it when you call me a Karen because blah, blah. And I'm like, you don't have to be, quote unquote, a boomer if you happen to fall into that age range.
Right.
And you don't have to be a Karen if your name is Karen. And you don't have to be a piece of shit man if I talk about men are trash.
Right.
Like, we understand not all boomers, not all Karens, and not all men.
Right.
That is obvious. So, yes, I'm a man hater because men are trash.
Sure.
I'm not asking, prove me wrong. That's not what my tirade is about. And that's not a challenge. That is where I stand. But, yes, I know many lovely men, my husband among them.
Yay.
So, there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
That is Lilith 101.
That is Lilith 101.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So much more I could have gone with. I mean, vampires. Vampires.
Vampires?
I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Lilith, first vampire.
Okay.
Go.
I'm not even sure that I'm going to call this episode, you know, Q&A. It's Lilith.
Lilith 101.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was Lilith.
Yeah. I mean, I put you on a cliffhanger so that maybe we can do another Lilith eventually, like 201.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Mm-hmm. And we've got our kids' graduation Sunday today for most of you, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back on Monday with...
Oh,
I caught wife off guard here. But whatever the newest Psalms are, which...
I want to say is Psalms 31, 32, 33.
No, I don't think we're that far yet.
Aren't we?
No,
let me see. Hold on. I'm almost positive.
I'm almost positive we're not that
far. No, we are. We are? Yeah. We did 28, 29, 30 last time.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, we're at 31, 32, 33.
Okay.
Who wants to say sorry, trash man?
Anybody?
You.
Anybody?
You.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.